This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A Democratic congressman has released video and pictures of migrant women being held at a border facility. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
When congressional Hispanic caucus members visited facilities in Joaquin Castro's home state of Texas yesterday, officials asked them to leave their cell phones behind. Castro kept his.
They said that they changed her medicine.
And released footage from an El Paso facility, saying he wants the public to see the awful conditions, with women crammed into prison-like cells.
There was no running water for people to drink. In fact, one of the women said that she was told by an agent to drink water out of the toilet.
Castro says he hopes Congress will impose standards of care at the facilities along with broader immigration reform. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he thinks Iran is playing with fire after the country announced it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An earlier White House statement reiterated the U.S. position that it would never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran's foreign minister told Iran's semi-official news agency IRNA that Iran had crossed the 300-kilogram limit on its stockpile. A Philippine man has been identified as one of two people who carried out a suicide bombing attack on a military outpost on the southern island of Jolo last week. That makes it the first such attack involving a homegrown terrorist. Five people were killed in Friday's attack. European Union leaders have chosen the new heads of the 28 nation bloc's institutions after a three-day deadlock triggered by deep divisions among members. European Council President Donald Tusk said Tuesday the German defense minister has been named the president of the European Commission and Belgium's prime minister as the council president. This is VOA News. The United States is threatening to impose tariffs on $4 billion in European Union goods. This comes over a lengthy dispute involving subsidies for the world's two largest plane manufacturers. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office released a list Monday of additional products the U.S. could target, in addition to the $21 billion worth of goods that were announced in April. On the list of additional goods are a variety of metals, olives, Italian cheese, and Scotch whiskey. A U.S. congressional delegation visiting Cameroon has called for unconditional talks between the government and rebels on the country's separatist conflict. The two-year struggle has killed close to 2,000 people and displaced hundreds of thousands. California Congresswoman Karen Bass said late on Monday that the government and rebels should respect human rights, end all violence, and begin talks on the separatist conflict.
We especially want to see a peaceful dialogue, a peaceful resolution. Without conditions, we want to see all sides come to the table.
The U.S. delegation was to meet with Cameroonian activists and right groups on Tuesday today. Cameroon's English-speaking western regions have fought to separate from the French-speaking government. And the government says it will not engage in any talks with the rebels. That includes the issue of separation from Cameroon. A Facebook facility in California has been given the all clear after a scare, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
A suspicious package was delivered to a Facebook mailroom in Menlo Park, California on Monday morning. It initially tested positive for the chemical warfare agent sarin, according to a spokesman. And that set off an evacuation. Four buildings emptied out and were put under quarantine. But now, says Facebook, final test results on the substance are in and they are negative. It isn't dangerous. There were no reports of injuries. I'm Rita Foley.
14 sailors have died in a fire on a deep-sea submersible, according to the Russian military. The fire broke out Monday while the crew was in Russian territorial waters gathering biometric measurements for a military survey. The seamen died of smoke inhalation, and an official investigation is underway. Sri Lankan police have arrested the nation's police chief and the former defense minister following calls from the state's prosecutor to try the men for negligence in connection with the Easter Sunday bombings that left 258 people dead earlier this year. The police spokesman announced Tuesday the men were arrested while receiving medical care in hospitals. I'm Marissa Melton. You've been listening to VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.